Hey, so pause your playlists for a moment and let's dive into a buzzworthy topic rippling through the music world. The role of AI in music composition and the looming question of whether it's coming for our gigs. The dilemma isn't just about the strides in AI tech, but also the unease many composers feel towards their future in an AI-infused industry. So let's peel back the layers on this, shall we? So first things first, AI isn't the boogeyman. The real deal is how we decide to wield this tech. I'm not talking about letting AI shortcut the creative journey to pump out soulless tunes. What I'm getting at is the potential crossroads where AI could either be the ultimate tool in our kit or the hurdle in our quest for gigs that matter. So here's a kicker. Why not let handle AI the background noise, the elevator music, and we focus on our talents where they are truly valued? Why not aim for gigs that crave that human spark, that originality and depth only a real person can bring? So why not shift our focus towards the clients and companies that genuinely invest in their project's creative process and deeply value well-crafted music? There are the spaces where the human touch in composition isn't just a nice to have, it's essential. They recognize that the depth, emotion, and connection natural human creativity brings can transform a good project into an unforgettable one. This isn't just about music, it's about creating experiences, evoking emotions, and telling stories that resonate on a profoundly human level. Engaging with partners who understand and appreciate this can elevate our work from mere background tunes to integral, memorable elements of the project. Now think about it. Even if AI floods the scene with content, will people genuinely want a never-ending stream of AI-created shows or music? How long before the novelty wears off and the craving for real, human-crafted art returns with a vengeance? This leads us to a crucial point about human connection. The essence of what makes music and stories resonate with us is their ability to capture and reflect our human experiences and emotions. AI might mimic styles or emotions, but it falls short on embodying the genuine empathy and creativity born from human experiences. As our tastes evolve, shaped by our cultural and psychological landscapes, that longing for the human touch in art will persist, something beyond AI's reach. So, as AI reshapes the creative landscape, remember the soul of our work, the core of human creativity, remains untouched. The thirst for stories and melodies that echo our lives ensures there's always room for authentic human-created art. I mean, envision a future where the ubiquity of AI-driven content makes the authentic, live, and human-crafted performances even more precious. Orchestras, live bands, street performers becoming the beloved mainstays of art. The allure of a guitarist strumming in the park, a composer live-streaming their creative process on Twitch, that's the magic AI cannot replicate. Ultimately, AI will find its place, offering a new flavor in the vast art spectrum. But for the pieces that seek to delve deep, to truly connect on a human level, there is no substitute for the touch, the feel, the soul of a human creator. And if the thought of AI sends a chill down your spine, consider this. It's not the AI itself that's daunting. It's the change it represents, the fear of being edged out. It's a valid feeling, yet it also challenges us to adapt, to stand firm in our creativity and our unique ability to bring art to life in ways only humans can. Let's not shy away from this conversation. Instead, let's approach it with curiosity, ready to explore how we can navigate and thrive in the evolving musical landscape together. After all, it's our passion, our creativity, and our human touch that have always set us apart. And in the age of AI, these qualities become not just our tools, but our superpowers. And remember, if you're navigating these changes and looking for support or guidance along your journey, my door is always open. Whether it's a question about adapting to new technologies, finding those appreciative clients, or simply needing a pep talk on days when the creative well feels dry, reach out. You're not alone in this, and together we can chart a path through the evolving landscape of music composition. Thank you.